Bernard, how are you settling in and liking your new surroundings?
It's truly a blessing, I think, you know, or I believe, it's been fun. The terminology and everything else is, you know, the verbiage is a little different, but, you know, some things are similar to what I've done in my career before, but I think, you know, we as a defense, we're picking it up. We're understanding what, you know, what Coach Gray is wanting us to do. You know, Coach Williams, we understand what our position coaches are asking of us. We just got to go out there and we got to put it down on the green. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, it's going to take some time to kind of continue to let this thing work and let everything kind of soak in, but I think it's going to be all good.
What made you pick Tennessee, Bernard? You're coming off a Super Bowl and so forth. Why do you think you ended up here?
Well, you know what? I think for the most part, you know, you look at the talent that's here, you know, young talent, but, you know, the talent is amazing. You see the direction that Coach Munchak wants to go. You see what he's been trying to do the last few years. And I truly believe, you know, they're right there on the edge. Now it takes, you know, they added some, you know, veteran guys. They've added, you know, some guys in the draft to help this team be better. So I really believe, like I truly say, and I've been saying this since the beginning of my career, you know, we got to go out there and we got to let it all hang out. Let it all hang out, man. You know, if you're going to talk in the media, if you're going to talk in the paper, we got to understand you don't win games in the media and in the paper. You know, you don't win games like that. You win games by going out there and beating the guy in front of you. And that's the concept and that's the understanding that we have to have on this defense is beat the man across from me.
So you come from a team where, you know, Ray Lewis set a very high standard for everybody who played with him. How much does this team sort of – is your sense that this team sort of needs to get to that similar attitude?
Well, you know what? It's just about going out there and play. All I can do is what I know how to do. You know, I can't continue to try to bring what Ray Lewis brought to Baltimore. I'm not Ray Lewis. I'm not Ed Reed. I'm not, you know, those guys are Hall of Famers. Those guys are legends in Baltimore. You look at Ray, he played 17 years. You know, I'm at 8. You know, and I'm not trying to see 17. So I think for the most part, all I can do is just lead by example. I'm a guy where, you know, I flipped that switch on the football field. And all I can do is hope that, you know, my teammates, you know, I hope everybody got switches. Because if you don't, this the wrong sport you're in.
So are you more a leader by example, or do you like to talk sometimes in the locker room and help fire them up?
Well, you know what? I'll say a few things. But, you know, for the most part, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to knock the piss out of somebody on the field. And hopefully you follow. You know, and so that's the mindset that we have to have on this defense. You know, if a guy come across the middle, if a guy come up to you, if a guy want to pick a fight, we as a defense, we're going to fight, you know, and we're going to ask questions later. We're not going to worry about what happened, you know, at that point. You know, I'm not worried about it. I don't care. The guy has the opposite jersey on, so we're going to fight him. We're going to beat him down, and then, we'll talk about it afterwards. We'll laugh, and hopefully our teammate didn't get beat up. But I think for the most part, man, we just got to have fun. We got to understand that we're on the stage. We're blessed with this talent. Go out there and let it all hang out. Go play football. This is a game at the end of the day. We can't make this thing harder than what it is.
Bernard, you seem like a lot of people say you're kind of a natural fit with Greg Williams and an aggressive attitude. Is that does it seem like a good fit so far for the two of you?
Yeah, Coach Williams, man, he's a character. He really is. He's a character. He reminds me a lot of Gunther Cunningham, who I had in Kansas City. But I think Coach Williams might have him a little bit. Just not by a lot, but by a little. But, you know, Coach Williams, he's very passionate about what he's out here doing. He's not out here for no reason. You know, you look at him, he's a year off. And we can sit here and say it was right, wrong, or indifferent, whatever. You know, it doesn't matter, man. He's back in this thing. And, you know, for us as players, and like I continue to say, what happens here, what you hear here, stays here. You know, we're players. You know, and that's our coach. We are supposed to back our coach. We're supposed to back, you know, our players. And that's why I say, you know, if one teammate fight, we all fight. If one coach going through it, we all go through it. This is a brotherhood here. And we have to go in there. And, you know, Coach Williams and Coach Gray, they're trying to do something that, you know, that this team has been trying to do the last few years. And I think, you know, like I said, when it's all said and done, we're going to go out there and we're going to play football. And it's smack you in the mouth, football, fight you, football. And I mean, it's straight to the point. You know, it's no hiding. You can't hide. You can't hide in this defense, man. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Is it easy or difficult to get young guys to follow that sort of example, that aggressiveness that a lot of time that you bring and that they're hoping to restore here?
Well, I can't, you know, we can't give anybody a heart, you know, to go out there and to go out there and be something that he's not. We can't, you know, that's up to the front office. That's up to the coaches to know what they're doing in the draft. So I hope they know what they drafted. You know, the guys that are here, I would hope that everybody knows how to hit. I will hope that everybody has that switch. I will hope that somebody want to knock the piss out of somebody else. That's what's going to keep those seats full. That's what's going to keep us winning games, and that's what's going to keep us getting to the playoffs. We can't worry about who feelings we're going to hurt. We can't. I don't care about your feelings. I'm just being perfectly honest with you. I don't care about your feelings. I have to feed my family. And I will feed my family, whether it's here, whether it's somewhere else. You know, everybody's talking about, you know, what we haven't accomplished. Well, that's fine. That's the past. You look at what we're doing now. We're putting in, you know, the scheme. We have some players, tremendous athletes. And, you know, we just got to have 11 dogs on the same page on the field.
Anything else? No, I want to, like, you can see your passion when you're talking to us. Who's got the bigger personality, you or Coach Williams?
I gave up cursing a few years ago, so I don't think he's ready to give that up yet. But when it comes down to fight, I don't know if he'll fight you yet. I think he might get beat up, but you know, like I said, if he fight, we all gonna fight. So you somebody slap him, we slapping the piss out of you.
When you say that he might have the edge on Gunther, what do you mean the edge in?
Just as far as his passion for the game, as far as just how he comes off, you know, he might hurt somebody's feelings. But like I said, he's a coach that he doesn't care. This is his defense. He's passionate about this defense. Coach Gray's defense, this is what they do. They spent so many long hours, you know, putting these things in and getting the right guys in the right position to come in and help, to come in and make things right. So, you know, he's going to be passionate about his baby. So I think we as players, we can't worry about, you know, what coach is going to call. It's not about the call. It's about us going out there and playing defense. And, I mean, we have a lot of outs. If something don't look right, you know, we as players, we're on the field, not the coaches. You know, and that's one thing I said with Dean Pease, you know, this past year. You know, a lot of people want to come down on Dean. Well, you can't come down on a coach because we're playing football. It's us. It's not him. And so that's the same. I guess that's the same way I'm going with Coach Williams and Coach Gray. Whatever they call is what they call. If y'all want to come down on them, you come down on the players because it's us out there on the green, not them.
Thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.